It's primary day in Cleveland and in Akron. Both cities are governed by charters, which means both set up their own election rules. And in Cleveland, that means a nonpartisan primary for 9 ward races, for a city council that's getting smaller and whose lines have been redrawn. One of those matches incumbent Councilman Zach Reed, who reports to jail next week as part of his third DUI sentence, against 3 challengers. And another pits 2 incumbents, Eugene Miller and Jeffrey Johnson. Winners of the primaries go on to the November election, but many face no competition there. The head of the Cuyahoga County Board of Elections, Pat McDonald, characterizes this as a medium-sized election, with about a third of the voters in Cuyahoga County having something to decide. And in many ways, he says, it's no less work than the 2012 presidential election.
We have many of the same things. It's just done on a smaller scale. We need to recruit thousands of poll workers. We need to ensure the integrity of the equipment is being distributed correctly. The ballots are out at all the polling locations.
Not all voters will be deciding on candidates. The village of Lyndale wants to become a charter government, which would exempt it from many state laws, and it hopes that could include the law that put its controversial mayor's court out of business. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.